After stockpiling corn supplies for over a decade, China's government has announced a shift to a market-driven policy. Some analysts say this could encourage more Chinese corn production for feed grains instead of relying on imports. U.S. Grain Council economist Brian Lomar earlier this year at the USDA Ag Outlook Forum said that China's growing middle class is demanding more meat, whether produced domestically or imported. That means, long-term, greater demand for feed grains.
At some point, the demand for corn or other feed grain will outstrip China's domestic production of these grains, and industrial corn demand may well go up at a substantial pace, too.
Lomar says currently the U.S. exports other feed grains to China, such as sorghum, barley, and distillers' dried grain. So when the demand for these grains, corn too, exceeds domestic production in China, he believes
China will either import animal products or import feed grains or both.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.